72.
America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, we'll let you know if anybody nailed the score. Nailing the score, we do it once for fun. We got to lighten the load. It's our own little game. But if you win Nail the Score, it's serious stuff. A cell phone, movie tickets, tickets to, not tickets, but gift certificates to all kinds of food spots like the Olive Garden, etc. And it's a really great prize package, so I'd love for somebody to win it. And I'll let you know if somebody did win it or not at the tail end of this hour. In case you have no clue what I'm talking about, let me dial you in on this one. It's like playing the lottery. You don't have to pay a dollar, though, to pick the numbers. We pick a game of the week. You tell us what you think is going to happen in Nail the Score, what you think the final outcome will be, like if you had played this time around, the Cowboys and the Giants. Who did you think was going to win and what you think the final score would be? You don't have to know anything about football, any about any of the quarterbacks or the defensive linemen or the offensive line or anything about the history of the teams, nothing. You just have to give us a numerical guess and who you think is going to win the game, period. End of story. It is so easy, and man, I am rooting for all of you. So just dial us in third hour on our Thursday into Friday show. In fact, for most of you, it would be Friday morning. So if you're up, it's a great thing to participate in. Speaking of participating, Obama, it was his show, a media blitz, to say the least, defending his health care plan, talking about racism when he was asked about it. He was quick to shuffle that aside and say pretty much that it's controversy selling in 15 minutes and the media loves this and that's what they take hold of, and he didn't really go there and kind of sloughed it off. He was asked about Acorn. Now, as far as Acorn was concerned, the president did say he backed up the investigation and that there should be one into what was going on after those videos, et cetera, and that they were abhorrent and whatnot. So it was a full frontal media offensive, if you will, on five Sunday talk shows. He denied pretty much across the board, as I taped them, went through, that his top priority, health care reform, was a radical government takeover. He reinforced that pretty much to every single person that he talked to, that wasn't at all what the health reform was about, that he's proposing pretty much a modest attempt to make sure that hardworking families are going to have the security of health insurance that they can count on. And, oh, yeah, you will have to pay if you cannot afford to pay. You're going to have to pay the tax, oops, or penalty on it. He was quick to slough that off. So the shows included ABC, CBS, CNN, NBC, and Univision, but no Fox to be found anywhere in the middle of that. He talked about, pretty much when he was asked about the whole idea of racism and was that part of the furor over the health care plan, you know, I'm kind of summarizing here. He said anytime there's a president who's proposing big changes that involve the size of government, that gets everybody's juices flowing, and sometimes you get some noisy debates. So he did what Obama does so well, and that was deflect, 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 because he could really control pretty much the tempo, I think, of the interviews. I'm not saying he wasn't asked any of the tough questions. He was, but he certainly knew how to deflect them. So there was nothing crazy, insane that came out of any of the interviews. It was pretty much like watching the same thing over and over and over again. Just questions were asked, maybe in different ways, I guess, versus, you know, whoever was doing the interviewing, let's say. So you might have gotten in the media blitz different ways of forming the questions, but pretty much it was the same. Hey, check this out. The IRS, I just found this out. I mean, I knew they were doing this, but somebody sent me a note about it. The IRS is extending the deadline, the Wednesday deadline, for international tax dodgers who are applying for an amnesty program to in order to give a rush of applicants more time to prepare their paperwork. So in other words, let's just sum this up. If you cheated on your taxes, oh yeah, like 3,000 rich people hiding assets overseas, they applied for a program that offers no jail time, reduced penalties, and all you have to do is come forward. Yeah. It's going to be extended until October 15th, supposedly. Right? Remember, the IRS has had this policy that tax evaders who come forward before they are contacted can avoid jail as long as they agree to pay back taxes, interest, and all the penalties and all that crap. Drug dealers, money launderers, of course, doesn't count. But if you earn the money legally, you can avoid the criminal prosecution. Here's what's interesting. Some people are hedging their bet, methinks, because fewer than 100 people applied for the program. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the penalties far exceed the value of the hidden account, depending on how long they've had that account wherever, and they're avoiding the taxes. Uh-huh. But the IRS began a six-month amnesty program that sweetened that deal with reduced penalties for people with undeclared assets. I never get to take advantage of any of these things, right? In August, the U.S. and Switzerland resolved a court case in which Swiss banking giant UBS AG agreed to turn over details. Oh, people were sweating bullets over this one because they did not want to do this. On more than 4,400 accounts where they were suspected of holding undeclared assets from American customers. Yeah, they were holding on to it. So if I had big bucks like Bernie Madoff, even if I swindled them in a Ponzi scheme, I could bury my money in Switzerland. That's what people who have real money do, right? Not the rest of us schlubs, because we don't have the nickels to send over there that Switzerland's interested in burying our money for us because they're not making any money from us. They didn't want to do it, certainly. They tried to keep it quiet, but then the publicity came out, and a lot of people with offshore accounts were pretty nervous. They were running to their tax advisors to figure out what to do. And, of course, the advice is call the IRS before the IRS calls you. But wouldn't it be nice to have that problem? So far, only 100 people, like I said, coming to bat to play, to say, listen, okay, so I did it. I've got $10 million in an overseas account. What am I going to have to pay for this? All right, and the president says he's not going to ask you to take a shot he wouldn't take. So check this out. America's first family gets vaccinated against the swine flu when they are advised to. That was one of the things that he happened to mention, that they're going to stand in line like everybody else when it's their turn. Autumn, October, that's when this is available, the H1N1 vaccine, coming in the first week in October. Emergency services personnel and others who are at risk, including pregnant women and kids with some kind of conditions, are first to get vaccinated. Obama said his wife and his two young daughters will definitely get the vaccination. Now, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week that the flu season had begun earlier than normal. What does this mean? Stay with us for the answers next.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The Liquid Magnet Complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
The FDA approved the H1N1 vaccine, the applications anyway, last week, and they're worried and they're trying to increase the awareness at colleges because they think a lot could spread that way. So there will be about 3 million doses of the vaccine the first week of October. They'll be available, okay? And some of it is that inhalable stuff, you know, the nasal stuff. The form of the vaccine that is marketed in the United States is going to be the flu mist, right? It's approved only for healthy people between the ages of 2 and 49. Pregnant women aren't allowed to get the type of vaccine because it contains a live virus. Oof. Also, with these flu shots, some of them might be in as early as the beginning of October, too, but the flu shots contain an inactivated or what they call dead virus. Doesn't sound appealing to me. Anybody want to get some of this dead virus shot into their arm? So the bottom line is the FDA licensed the vaccine from four companies, four of them, including Novartis was one of them, and CSL was another, and there were a couple of other companies, too. So they will manufacture these flu shots and the inhalable stuff like GlaxoSmithKline. I know you've heard of their name. They're going to produce the injectable flu vaccine, but they have to have it approved by the FDA. So 21 states are now reporting widespread flu activity. And what they're saying from the CDC now is, it's strange to see this much influenza this early, this time of year. There's only been a small increase in the hospitalizations, though, with the young kids and the adults, but there's been a lot of outpatient stuff. And the people who are at the highest risk of getting seriously ill are the ones I keep mentioning, kids, young adults, people with chronic lung or heart disease or diabetes, pregnant women. They have to be the first in line. What the CDC is saying, look, our goal is to ultimately make the vaccine available to every American who wants to be vaccinated. Okay, here's what I like. Our goal is to follow the bouncing ball. Our goal is to ultimately make the vaccine available to every American who wishes to be vaccinated, not a forced vaccination. I think that's a good thing because people are concerned. People are concerned about bogus things that have happened in the past with vaccinations. It's a sensitive issue for families who have had autistic children, and they're concerned about, well, did the amount of vaccines that they got it, that they got the necessary shots they were told they were supposed to have and the doses, did that affect them? So there are a lot of people that don't like being told, okay, you must take this vaccination. And of course, there hasn't been a lot of testing, as we know, since the outbreak. It's an enter at your own risk kind of thing. Yes, the FDA said okay, but how many times have the FDA approved something? And then unfortunately, side effects or whatever happens, it turns out to be, we didn't realize you mix it with this, or this person had this, and it didn't work out so well for them, right? I'm not trying to be a fearmonger or somebody who's looking to the crystal ball and saying, here's what happened in the past, here's what could happen here. But we know that you don't necessarily have to be vaccinated. If you feel like you have symptoms of the flu and there are all kinds of strains of flu, what do? Stay home and get better. And if something is definitely caused you to come off the tracks, off the rails, well, what do you do? Go see your family doctor, right? Then you can figure out what it is that you have. Because here's the thing. Not all these strains of flu are the swine flu anyway, and that's part of the problem. So the awareness is the key, right? I don't know. You going to line up and get that swine flu shot, Mr. Matt? I'm taking his silence as a fact that he is...
No, I don't think so.
I won't do it. I know I won't either. If you had symptoms of the flu, what would you do? Would you just stay home, right?
Yeah.
I mean, really bad. You felt sick.
I'd probably go to the doctor or the hospital, depending on what time of the day it was, and get it checked out and be on my way.
Right. See, part of the problem is that people don't do that with anything. If there's something wrong with you, it is not that big of a deal to, while we still have the kind of health care we have, it's not that big of a deal to go to the doctor. I mean, honestly, it isn't. But you need to do it before the symptoms get worse with anything that's going on. I mean, come on. And that's part of the problem. I mean, have people died from this type of flu? Absolutely. Have the numbers been as staggering as was initially reported? The numbers that 50% of us were going to come down with the swine flu and 90,000 people were going to die just in the United States alone. It's pandemic number 6. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say pooey to all of that.
Well, what are the... I don't know if you know the answer to this, but what are the numbers, the difference between regular, normal flu?
More. It's like triple. I said them one night on the show, and I've got them. I have the actual hard data somewhere, but it's triple what the number is that they're saying of people that would die in the United States. I know that's true.
So, in
other words, any other form of influenza that you could get, people would die from in the United States, we would still have we would have higher numbers.
Yeah, so it's basically just a big panic over something that's not as even threatening as the normal flu would be.
Right.
To whoever tends to get it. Because it's mainly the elderly and the people who aren't getting checked out that are dying from the swine flu.
Right, right. People that are in weakened conditions for whatever reason, different things, diabetes, etc. So that's exactly right, which you would do anyway with any kind of flu, I would hope, that you would come down with, anything that you would come down with.
Yeah, I don't know.
So that's the thing. We just dispelled the myth. The problem is, though, some people see the headlines, panic, and then think that we're all going to die from this, that this is Soylent Green, and it's not.
I'm still waiting for the killer bees from South America.
I'm still waiting for the bird flu.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, in this case, there are these screeching headlines, and hey, you do not have to get the vaccine. That's the bottom line. You don't have to get the vaccine. Nobody's forcing you at this point. The CDC is anybody who wishes, and supposedly Health and Human Services is going along with the same thing. There's your silver lining. Don't do it. If you don't want to do it, don't do it. Nobody's forcing you to do it, okay? Speaking of forcing, this is the strangest story, and I know this. I'm going in a completely different direction, but I haven't brought this up yet, and I feel like I want to bring this up. How about this legally insane killer who escaped in Washington State? Thank goodness they captured him on Sunday. A guy named Philip Paul. He escaped 3 days earlier during a field trip from a mental hospital to a county fair. That's nice. He told the cops he strangled and slit the throat of a community activist in 1987 because he thought she was a witch. I mean, I just have to say this. You're taking people on these trips and you don't have what supervision, what's going on there. This guy is an insane killer, confessed, legally insane killer who confessed to it, and he's going to the county fair and somebody's not watching him. How dangerous could that be? Okay, so they picked him up at, I guess, about 4 in the afternoon Pacific time in a place called Goldendale, Washington. They got a call from somebody. It's about 250 miles away from where he actually slid away from this county fair in Spokane County, right? And they got a tip that he was dropped off by a person he managed to dupe, I guess, into giving him a ride. Ooh, that's so scary. Imagine how that person feels now. They eventually arrested him when he was trying to hitch another ride. And apparently, he escaped back in 91, too, and assaulted a cop then. So this time it's good. Luckily they were able to pick him up. He had been confined in this mental institution because of the murder confession, but they allowed him to go on the county fair trip. Give me a break. I mean, what are these people thinking? And where is the supervision? Where's the supervision with this whole thing? I mean, he slit the throat of this woman because he said he had voices in his head that she was a witch. He burned a deer carcass as a sacrifice. And you can imagine how panicked they were. You can imagine what this massive manhunt was like. And, of course, there's lots of criticism and lots of anger throughout the law enforcement types that this even took place. It should have never happened. What are those idiots in that hospital thinking? He even escaped before, and so they let him go on this trip? I mean, are you kidding me? Who's running the insane asylum in the first place? Oh, they're lucky that didn't turn out worse. Stay with us. Much more to come here on ATN.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for. He's too locked door. All around him, Christmas signs and sleep. And through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Final hour, if you stick around, cool stuff like birthdays. Nicole Richie celebrating a birthday. Stephen King is celebrating a birthday. Boy, I've read a lot of his books. Larry Hagman, remember him from Dallas Days and I Dream of Jeannie. Faith Hill, if you watch the Sunday night game, she does the song at the beginning of the game, whatever the two teams are that are playing. And this time around it was Dallas and the Giants. They hosted the New Yorkers and their brand spanking new billion-dollar-plus stadium. Who won that game? Why do you even care? If you participated and nailed the score, maybe you nailed the score. We're going to announce that coming up in our very next segment. But before we get to that, a couple of interesting things, including the fact that we had Obamapalooza on Sunday morning, and most of what Obama was doing was centering around health care reform. Now, the House Minority Leader, John Boehner, is saying, no way does this pass. Forget about it. The whole push is on, but it's not going to work because Republicans, nobody's buying into this. Nobody wants it. I say we hit the reset button and we can do a bipartisan thing. Let's just have a conversation about it and not have the clock ticking on the wall, you know, where it blows us out and we have to hurry up and finish this thing. So who knows? Maybe they all get scrapped in the end. The president himself said he wouldn't sign the bill if it didn't include the things that he thought needed to be in there for the American people. But I don't know that he's going to get the bill. It depends on whether or not the nuclear option is pushed by the Dems, certainly in the House anyway. I don't see it going through the Senate, so there's a big problem there to probably stop it as well. But that was the push. The push was on, here's what I want to happen, da 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 da. Other things were asked by the various anchors who talked to the president on Sunday, including Acorn, which Obama said he didn't know many of the specifics about it, but he thought there should be an investigation. And as you know, last week, the vote was on from the House and the Senate to cut off funding of Acorn. Acorn thrives on other funds, but they do get a couple of million in government aid, so that would be cut out, which I think would be advisable with this voter fraud and the brother ripping off the organization, the accusations about that, and a whole slew of other things that they're already investigating anyway. So Obama said there should be an investigation. He was also asked, of course, about racism. This now has bubbled up again because Jimmy Carter in particular has been talking about it, both in interviews and in speeches that he's given, that it's just not right, that what's happening and why the president is getting blasted about health care reform has nothing to do with health care reform. It has to do about racism, especially from the South. He didn't quite word it that way, but he said the Southerners, and I know I'm in Atlanta, et cetera, and he did say that it has to do with the fact that we have a black president. That's what this is really about. Specifically mentioning Joe Wilson saying you lied during the president's address to both chambers on health care reform, saying that that was all about racism. So it opens the door to that conversation, and naturally the president is going to be asked about it. He was on Meet the Press, and here's what he said to David Gregory.
The media loves to have a conversation about race. I mean, this is catnip to the media because it is a running thread in American history that's very powerful, and it evokes some very strong emotions. I'm not saying that race never matters in any of these public debates that we have. What I'm saying is this debate that's taking place is not about race. It's about people being worried about how our government should operate. Now, I think a lot of those folks on the other side are wrong. I think that they have entirely mischaracterized the nature of our efforts. And I think it's important that we stay focused on solving problems as opposed to plucking out a sentence here or a comment there. And then the entire debate, which should be about how do we make sure middle-class families have secure health care, doesn't get consumed by other things.
Okay, whatever. Bottom line is, in the current form and what was proposed by Max Baucus and everything that we've heard from the previous bill, 3200, et cetera, in the House, all of it to me, I agree. You have to hit the reset button, if anything. It has to be tort reform. We know this. And it has to be, I think, competitive rates where you erase, where you can go state to state, you erase those state lines and you can shop around, because that will create that. That will make affordable health care available to people who probably right now say they can't afford health care and do want it and are willing to pay something for it, because there are those people that certainly exist out there. But if we had a federally mandated health insurance policy for all, ultimately people in the middle class would be squeezed and punished for this, because they would have to pay the money, the fines for not getting health insurance. They'd have to scrape it together somehow. It'd be a nightmare, frankly, and a nightmare I don't want to see happen to this country. And plus, to push it through, try to roll things through so quickly, and an issue that's so important and affects so many people, it's absolutely ridiculous. Mark is listening to us in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey, sweetie, how are you? A couple of things. I'll just stick to health care. There's so many topics. You know me. I like to jump around, but I want to stick to healthcare. But before I do, let me put one more girl on the list for you to contact in case I get taken out here in New York.
Okay, who? Lady Gaga and who?
Kimberly Strassel of the Wall Street Journal. She writes a column for the Wall Street Journal. She talked about Max Baucus when I've seen her.
I know who she is, yeah.
Yeah, she's a real cutie. I love her. Okay, the reason I bring her up is she talked about Max Baucus' bill in the column in the New York, in the Wall Street Journal, and she's a very, very good columnist. But I did want to, on the healthcare debate, this is the New York Post of Saturday of this week, just passed. Sally Pipes wrote a column, and she mentioned a fellow by the name of, let me find it here, Tom Scully, who was the Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator. He noted this in 2003. He basically talked about fraud. Fraud in Medicaid. This is what he said. During George Bush's administration, I don't know the time period, but this quote, over the last 5 years cumulatively, Congress has declined to appropriate $579 million worth of additional resources to fight fraud, end quote. The point she's making is the Medicaid fraud in Medicaid is humongous. It's a joke. The New York Times did a 9,000-word article a few years back that said that in New York State alone, of the $44 billion that's spent on Medicaid, approximately 40%, around $18 billion a year, is fraud. The Obama's going to keep pushing his health care, and they're going to do nothing under both George Bush and this guy, Obama, to weed out the Medicaid fraud. And that doesn't even, I haven't even mentioned means testing, where we have to pay for people who can afford their own insurance. For Medicaid and Medicare, or not Medicaid, Medicare. But the overriding issue is fraud. And we're paying through the nose for it over and over again. And really quick, the same column, not the same column, same paper, Chris Kobach, who's a law professor at the University of Missouri, he talked about what's called SAVE, S-A-V-E, which is a systematic alien verification for entitlements. What's that got to do with? Finding out if the people coming to the hospital, emergency rooms, or signing up for Medicare, Medicaid, whatever, or if they're illegal, to verify and deny them coverage. Guess what? Representative Dean Heller from Nevada tried to get that into the health reform bill in July, and all the Democrats said no. So they don't want to go after fraud. They don't want to verify who's getting the care. So I say to you, America, me, you, Kay, everybody else paying taxes who has a job, bend over and take it in the shorts because
right.
They don't care. This clown
right.
President does not want to go after fraud. And it does not want to go after people who should not be getting the benefits that they're stealing from us. But it doesn't make a difference because they're spending us into oblivion. And I told you before, it's an ongoing criminal enterprise in Congress, and they don't give a damn about us. And tomorrow, I'll call you, I'll tell you about the Mexican drug cartel and the guns and the crap that they gave us. But for now, just listen, America. You're paying for it, and you're getting nothing for it. I love you, Kate.
All right, thanks, Mark. He's right. He's right about the fraud part of it, certainly, that the fact that there aren't more investigations, there aren't things being done that should be done, and unfortunately that's helped to tank it and put it in the position where it's upside down. And that's the one thing that very few people talk about. You hear people saying, hear some of the Congress people saying, especially the one out of New York, Eric Weiner, says all the time what a great program, fabulous it is, and all that other sort of stuff. And it is fabulous if you're getting a certain rate and you're still able to afford your drugs and whatnot. But how long, since it's going bankrupt and there are huge problems, and part of the reason is the fraud and the lack of nailing the people who are, as Mark said, ripping us off, the taxpayers, and it isn't a right. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, I've been saying this all the way through, and finally the payoff. Did anybody nail the score? Does anyone walk away with that incredible prize pack? We'll tell you next if anybody nailed the score between the Giants and the Dallas Cowboys. Stay with us.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Here's a throw, and it's going to be intercepted. This is Sharper. Back to the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30, 35, 40. Look at the veteran go. Midfield, 35, down to the 30, 25. He gone. He's in the end zone. 97 yards on the touchdown return by the veteran, Darren Sharper.
Play action. Sanchez drops, has time, looks. Back right corner of the end zone, throws one, caught. Touchdown, Dustin Keller from Mark Sanchez. And the Jets are a point after away from taking the lead.
High formation behind Brett Favre. Receivers left and right. Sidney goes in motion right to left. First down, handoff Avery, and up the middle, bumps it out to the right. He's inside the 20, struts inside the 10, gets into the end zone, touchdown. It's a touchdown for Adrian Peterson. And just like that, the Minnesota Vikings strike and take the lead.
Ah, yes, what a week it was in the NFL, certainly. And, of course, we saved our top game for last. If you listen to some of what you just heard there, thank you very much, Matt. Of course, we always have the obligatory, Vikings in there. And another win for the Vikings, so they're up 2-0. Remember last time that you might have heard us discussing? Last time you might have heard us discussing the NFL, Matt was just a little concerned about, geez, you know, I said, oh, it is Detroit. But he was a little concerned about what could happen with Detroit. And in the beginning, it was a little rocky, let's say. But, of course, Minnesota prevailed in the end. It was a big day for Brett Favre. 27-13 was the final score when it was all said and done. There were some other interesting games, and you heard some of the calls of them as well. There's a lot of trash talking between the Jets and the Patriots, and there's no love lost between these fans. So the Jets pulled this one out 16-9. Now, there were a couple of other interesting games, like, for example, the fact that you've got San Francisco 2-0, 23-10 over Seattle, 23-10. What is going on with the 49ers? Suddenly a little bit rejuvenated. If you looked at any of the preseason mags, Seattle was slated to do okay out of the West, but it's so far San Francisco is looking pretty good. I'm not surprised about Arizona. And, of course, it was a very big day for Kurt Warner, and they shellacked Jacksonville 31-17. One of the strangest scores of all, Washington 9, St. Louis 7. You heard what I said, 9-7. Can you imagine sitting there in your seat? Ooh, this is captivating. This is scintillating. I can't believe the score. Amazing. And Carolina goes down again in flames. This time Atlanta, the victors there, 28-20. This is after they lost to the Eagles the week before. The Eagles, on the other hand, really got nailed big time. The final score there, 48. New Orleans, Drew Brees just ruled herd, 48-22. Donovan McNabb not in the lineup. Part of the problem, obviously, there, Kolb certainly struggled, and Brees is tremendous. And Brees tosses 3 touchdowns. The Saints, I mean, just trounced, shellacked, embarrassed, whatever, because it was in Philly, so the fans were not happy whatsoever. It was a tough loss for them. Kevin Cole, first NFL start. 391 yards, couple of touchdowns. He had a nice strike to DeSean Jackson, the kid I like, but he also threw 3 costly interceptions. You were watching a lot of football this weekend. How about the Chicago game? A big bounce back game for them. They beat Pittsburgh after Cutler the week before threw the 4 interceptions, and it was tough on them. So they, in front of the Chicago crowd, Cutler was able to come back, right?
Yeah, it was a pretty interesting game in the rain and everything too.
Yeah,
nasty. Watching on the sidelines. So, I don't know. That was surprising to me. The Chicago game was surprising. Cincinnati beating Green Bay was very surprising.
Oh, that was surprising, yeah.
And like you said earlier, the San Fran game, I can't believe that. They're 2-0 now, and they play the Vikings next week, so it'll be two 2-0 teams going head-to-head.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's it, the beginning of the year. And you start to get to – these early games are important because you start to get to the – you start to get to the tougher part sometimes of your schedule, and more of those division games, too, pop up again. And that's when you need to be clicking on all cylinders if you're going to really have a shot at the playoffs and where you're going to get seated and all that other sort of stuff. But I think the Chicago game, it was big for Cutler because it was rainy, like you said. He was pressured a lot. He had several of the passes that he threw dropped, and it was his first home game with the Bears, so it was certainly an improvement over the 4 picks he had the week before, but still early going. Now, our big game we saved for last, the Giants visiting the Dallas Cowboys, huge national audience. What happened in this one?
And that pass is intercepted. Williams ran inside, and it's Bruce Johnson to the outside for a touchdown. A rookie 3-8 shoot out of...
good protection.
Eli time. Wide open is Smith. And he will dive into the end zone to put the Giants on top again.
And 6, Romo changing the play again. Points off to his right. Now the safety blitz, and Barber will run. Bounces out left. 35-30. Stiff arm to the 20. MB3 inside the 10.
I think he pulled something, Brad, at the end of this run.
Giants down by 1:39 seconds to go. Manning takes the snap, blitz, throws one left, deflected, but caught by Manningham off the tip at the Dallas 32. We're down to 28 seconds to go. Not necessarily in field goal range just yet. Giants trail, 31-30. 4 seconds to go. Eagles to hold. Waits for Diasi snap. Everybody set. Snap is good. Kick on its way. Plenty of distance. End over end, and it is good. And Lawrence Tynes and the New York Giants have defeated the Dallas Cowboys.
All right, that was huge. Tynes' kick, as you heard there, the 37-yarder. Wow. The Giants, the recipients of four Dallas turnovers. This was big because this was the Cowboys' home opener. It was Jerry's show. $1.15 billion stadium on display. It was a kind of a crazy game. Tony Romo had a tough time, like I said, turning over the ball, and that's what really cost them in the end. There were a lot of celebs on hand, including the former president, George W. Bush, was out on the field for the coin toss. The commissioner, Roger Goodell, was there. LeBron James was there. A lot of people on hand for this one. They wanted to be there. But Tony Romo finishes 13 of 29 for 127 yards, two scores, one rushing, and three picks. I do not think he is the anointed one. Sorry for everybody who likes the Dallas Cowboys. Now, as far as nailed the score, the final score, like we said, 33-31, the G-men. So some people did pick the Giants, like Clifford in Missouri. He had the Giants 28-14, for example. Michael in Kentucky thought the Giants would just shut out the Cowboys 14-0. Even Edna had a good guess. She said the G-men 22-17. That wasn't right. Chris in Connecticut, who's a huge Big Blue fan, picked the Giants to win 27-17. That didn't work out for him. And Charlie in Kentucky had the Giants 31-24. Matt had the Giants 34-27. But Matt, as you can see, like I say, and I had the Cowboys 28-21. As I always say, it's very tough to nail the score. Some people came kind of close to it, but it doesn't count. You have to pick the team and nail it exactly. And you watched that game crazy. You know what was crazy is in the first, especially in the first three quarters, boy, you got to give that Dallas defense credit. They were stopping Eli Manning in the red zone. I mean, big time. What were they in the red zone? They were 0 for 5. Yeah, I mean, overall, like it was terrible. Awful.
But the fourth quarter came alive, and he was right there just looking like himself back in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, just driving down the field and getting his team in a position to win. And I don't know, I said it last week, and you agree with me. I just don't think Tony Romo has it.
No, and that was the tail end of me covering the Cowboys more on a daily basis. And I thought he's just a nice guy, has some athletic ability, absolutely. But I never felt like he was the future of the Dallas Cowboys. He got lucky, signed a big contract. Now he's choked three times, had problems in the playoffs, had that horrible game with Philadelphia to get into the playoffs. And this was a rough night, obviously, because the Cowboys could have won this, and then they weren't able to pull it out. As you said, Eli Manning was 25 of 38, 330 yards, rather. And he was Eli Manning, vintage Manning, the kind who won the Super Bowl against the Patriots. As you mentioned, that's how he was in the fourth quarter, and that made a huge difference. You can send us an email, day or night, americatonight.net.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Can't miss the Vice game. Twin City!